This is DJ Frederick. We'll be proceeding with music for libraries, lava lamps, and that colorful test pattern in your mind. On At the Tone. Frederick, and this is an hour of music for folks who love rummaging through dusty crates of old records and VHS tapes, showcasing music for television test cards, cinematic soundtracks, library music, easy tempo jazz, and more. It's music for the shortwave set, At the Tone. Thank you.
broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Voice.
Simon of Simon and Garfunkel fame. That was his group, the Gage Light Guild, with a tune called Cloudy. Before that, we heard a band called Cuasares from their 1974 LP, Afro Progressive. We heard Evanescent. From 1967, here's Jim and Jean with Time Goes Backwards.
Solving that. Saw what it was, he lit me up. From Vaporwave to Shortwave, it's At the Tone with DJ Frederick.
How the rain comes.
The group Midday Rain with Welcome to the Rain. Before that, we heard Lyndon Bartell with Road of Sacrifice. We started off with Robert Lester Folsom and My Quiet Place, Jericho. Your quiet place can be right here with DJ Frederick. That's me. And we're listening at the Tone.
A little less than 400 years ago, in 1527, England sent out the first recorded expedition in search of the North Pole.
Finding the North Pole is hard enough. The harsh terrain, sub-zero temperatures, oh, and the fact that the pole isn't even located on land. You're on the sound beat. Frederick Cook claimed to reach the North Pole in 1908, which would make him the first man to do so. And while some believed him, not enough did. You're listening to a 1910 recording of Robert F. Peary. History books credit him with the pole's discovery in 1909.
In the discovery of the North Pole is written the final chapter of the last of the great geographical stories of the Western Hemisphere. Here is the cap and climax, the finish, the closing of the book.
So, why the uncertainty? The entire North Polar region is sea, covered by floating ice, which, when you factor in wind and ocean currents, makes a permanent marking impossible. While the honor currently belongs to Peary, experts are divided as to whether he, Cook, or neither reached the pole. That's right, some believe both expeditions were off base. Find out more about the expedition at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
You're grooving with At the Tone with
Daddy plays the ashtray. baby starts to cry. A lady wants to know the reason why. Daddy's just like Coltrane. Baby's just like Miles. Lady's just like Ellen when she smiles. Lady wants to know. She wants to know the reason. Got to know the reason why. This man has got to go. This man is always leaving. How he hates to say goodbye. What she doesn't know is there really is no reason. Really is no reason why.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Life in Arctic waters is like a giant seesaw. Some species rise to the surface during the day and sink into the depths at night, while others do just the opposite. And the seesaw keeps tottering even during the winter, when there's no sunlight at all. But research over the past couple of decades suggests that things could be changing. As the climate warms up, the Arctic ice gets thinner. That allows more ships to ply the winter waters. It's also making it easier to develop the coastline. And all of those ships and buildings are lighting up the night. A couple of decades ago, scientists discovered that tiny organisms known as zooplankton continue their up and down motion even during the winter. The organisms stay active, helping everything else roar back to life in spring and summer. But the organisms scoot away from artificial light sources. So do fish. Increased light in the years ahead could interrupt the natural rhythm of the ocean, perhaps with dire consequences for all life. Scientists in Norway are studying the effects of winter lighting through a project called Deep Impact. They're comparing how marine creatures respond when research vessels are dark versus when they're well lit. And they're deploying packages of instruments with nicknames like Fish Disco, which sets off flashes of multicolored lights. The research should tell us more about how life in the Arctic Ocean will respond to brighter winter skies, a result of our warming climate. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick. And because At the Tone is a little bit of an experimental program, we can pretty much do something different or do anything that we want, actually. So I'm going to close out the program today with some tracks from one of my favorite artists. His name is Jake Webster. He's a very creative gentleman from the UK, and he records under the name of Tulum Shimmering. He recently re-released a recording from 2010, and he calls it Tulum's Time Travel Tape Trunk, Volume 1. It's here in the circle. So here's Tulum Shimmering on At the Tone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.